Good morning. 6:35 a.m. on Monday, July the 18th, 2016. Good morning. I'm out early because I've got a lot of stuff to do this morning. I didn't get out yesterday. I slept in too late. I should have slept in today. I'm practically staggering. I have had so little sleep in the last 2 days. Yesterday was an ugly day for me. It was very difficult. Not because, at least I don't think so, not because of Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers. The event on Saturday was actually rather a lot of fun. It would have been nice to have been recognized with the winner of the Independent Writer of the Year Award. The reality is, I don't really care. The thing is, while these awards are interesting and affirming for authors, they don't really do anything for sales. Somebody has to know about you before they'll notice or find out about an award. And if they know about you, it's probably for reasons other than you're an award winner. If they're going to buy your book, it's going to be for a reason other than you're an award winner. Certainly, particularly for a local regional, if I were to win a Hugo, that might make a difference. But for a local regional, yeah, not so much. I mean, I won 2 parsecs. They didn't result in increased downloads. The 2 wins. Mostly because it was like the Independent Writer of the Year, the iWoody. It was an inside job. It was something that happened within the podcast community, between the producer, among the producers of podcasts, not among the consumers. I think it's an important distinction. The same thing is true of Rocky Mountain Fiction Writer. So while it would have been nice to win, I really didn't. It really doesn't bother me. At least I don't think it really bothers me that I didn't win. I may be in denial, but I don't think so. I have other things on my mind than whether I won or lost. Yesterday was a recovery day. Saturday took a huge amount out of me. I couldn't believe. I got home. I left around 2 o'clock. I got home around 7. So I was gone 5 hours. But I drove for over 2 hours during that. And then spent the rest of the time in a very exhausting, very hot, very close bookstore. And by the time I got home, I was just totally wiped out. I could barely get out of my own way. I tried to go to sleep early, but failed at it, and was up quite late. Because of that, I overslept in the morning. If I had gone out as soon as I rolled out of bed, it would have been like 7:30. Add a cup of coffee in there, and now we're talking about broil time. So I couldn't go. I didn't go. I was a bit lazy. I didn't go yesterday. So I apologize for not getting on the podcast to tell people. I did post on the TOMMW blog that I wasn't going to go, and that I didn't win. Lisa Price Manifold did. Paranormal Romance, very good stuff. I read a sample. It's really good. It's not my genre. It's not one that I enjoy. Science fiction romance, yes. Paranormal Romance, you lose me on paranormal. That's okay. I don't mind. This morning I'm thinking about a lot of stuff. I'm thinking about Milk Run. Yesterday was sort of a a difficult day. In addition to being exhausted, I've been sort of, and having 2 hours on the road to think about it on Sunday, on Saturday, thinking about Milk Run. I'll get back to Milk Run, but I want to talk, I think, if I have time. I want to talk about, apparently, Author Earnings, Data Guy, did a presentation at the Romance Writers of America about the size of the romance market, both in titles and in authors, on the top, out of the top million titles, not the top million titles in romance, but the top million titles on Amazon. And they represent a huge portion of this, of the titles sold. Huge, just massive. But the there are a couple of interesting numbers. ...80% of the earnings go to, and 80% represents about $100 million a year. 80% of the earnings go to the 750 odd authors who earn $50,000 a year or more. 15 of those people earn over $1 million a year. So 15 million out of 125 million or so goes to 15 people, which leaves a very small amount. It's about 25 million to be spread across the bottom 80% or so of authors. Basically, the people who make less than $50,000 a year for their writing. So it's important to understand that when you're looking at these kinds of averages, you're looking at the scenario of your head in the oven, your feet in an ice bucket, your body temperature is a nice average, 98.6 degrees. So you should be perfectly comfortable with your feet in an ice bucket and your head in a 300 degree oven. The reality of that is somewhat different. And that's the thing that we kind of overlook whenever we start talking about arithmetic averages, particularly arithmetic averages that are not representative of a normal distribution, the bell curve, but actually, particularly when dealing with a distribution that's governed by the power law, not the normal distribution law, but a power distribution, wherein at least the top 80%, at least 80% of the revenues or sales go to 20% or less of the people or products in a particular marketplace. So I found it interesting. There was also a good breakdown on science fiction, which I found interesting. The science fiction market is not as big as romance, and I don't have the exact numbers. It was a throwaway comment in a comment stream. But he gave the breakdown on Monk Post science fiction. It's heavily skewed toward adult, young adult and children. For indies in particular, young adult and children hasn't really had that much penetration in the market. Despite the fact that those are both very popular genres, and I think part of that goes to the penchant to publish dystopias and post-apocalyptics aimed at a YA market. And typically, that's not a good market for an indie to be in. And I think it's because the indie market is largely ebook. The whole market is actually largely ebook, if you look at the numbers. But ebooks have not had the same kind of penetration. And this is something that I've known for quite a while, that parents, and it goes back to a social issue, parents are loath to give carte blanche, a credit card linked to an Amazon-based device, to children who might use that credit card to buy almost anything without parental supervision. So that's a thing. That's an issue. My kids both have Kindles, and we used it. We didn't use an Amazon. We didn't use a credit card. We used an Amazon gift card to register and activate the device, and it gives them a small amount of cash for them to use to buy books. Now the reality is they don't buy that many books. Neither of them reads that much. Not anymore. I don't see them hunkering down with a book the way I used to. Which is too bad. But it's part of their lifestyle. Truth is, I don't read as much as I used to either. I still read a lot. I still read probably more than average. 3-4 books a month, a book a week. Good morning. Which takes me back to Milk Run. And it's irked me that I have been struggling to get 1,000 words a day. And typically it's because, well, it's typically because I'm not putting any hours. It's easily tracked. If I put in an hour, I get 1,000 words. Sometimes it's 1,500. Sometimes it's an hour and a half to get 1,000 words. But the reality is 15 minutes, 250 words is... that's less than 2 words a minute. Right? 15 minutes? 10 words a minute would be 150. 10 words a minute times 15 minutes is 150 minutes. It's 150 words. So, 20 words a minute would be 300 words times 4 is 1,200 words. So, yeah, 250 words in 15 minutes is, 4 words a minute. It's pretty pitiful for a guy who used to do 10,000 words a day. Now, granted, that was across 10 hours. I think the reality is that longer word counts actually take less time in total over the course of the day because I'm more into the story, which begs the question, why am I not into this story? This is something that I think has been bothering me for a while. And I think it took the road trip. I think it took the trip down to Denver and back 2 hours plus with nothing to do but listen to junky pop music. I listened to Pandora's Today's Hits. And honestly, really? These are Today's Hits? I didn't hear anything that really grabbed me. It was 2 hours of auto-tune that left me largely free to explore my own mind because the music was not engaging at all. But the question of why am I having so much trouble getting into this book? And I think the answer is something that I left as a comment elsewhere. I won't say where. But I found myself looking at a story that was not exactly a story as much as it was a series of events. And it goes back to something that Dan Sawyer told me about the Lester Dent story. I wrote a Lester Dent style pulp fiction short story back. And I put the first scene of it onto Saturday Scenes. And it was... it wasn't terribly satisfying for me. It wasn't a great story. It was sort of interesting, but it wasn't really a story. And Dan Sawyer put his finger on it. It doesn't have any heart. It doesn't have the same heart as Ishmael Huang. And I think one of the problems is that I've been trying so hard not to make Natalia Ruggieri be a female Ishmael Huang that I've also neglected to make her Natalia Ruggieri. She's not a person. She started out as a person. She started out very sympathetic, very strong. Zoya was the one who was sort of like the cardboard cutout. And longtime readers will be familiar with the other main player, Margaret Newmar, in that short story called The Exile. Not The Exile, called Exile. So, when I picked up the story afterwards and started going along, I was like, yeah, okay, let's go. And if I think about it, I haven't gone back and looked yet, because it just hit me this morning, and I have had so little sleep in the last 2 days that I am literally staggering this morning. But the reason, and I've said this before, and I'm surprised it's taken me this long to get this far, to actually come to the realization that when the story doesn't work, when I can't get the words to come out, to flow, to move, the reason is the story isn't working. I'm trying to force it. I'm trying to crowbar it into some sort of place where I'm not sure exactly where it's supposed to go. I've got a lot of pieces spread across 75,000 words. I like the pieces. I like the pattern the pieces are showing. But I don't like the fact that I really don't care about these characters, any of them. And that's the problem. I really don't care about them. And I need to, because if I don't care about them, you guys sure as hell aren't going to. So I need to take a deep breath. I may need to take a nap. But at the moment, I need to say I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.